And Yadas Mafilo. She's not sure, no, she knew a piece of meat came out. She once looked at it fast, and it didn't have any tzura, so she knows it's not a real vlad. But to look what color it was, it got lost. She can't tell what color it came out. So Rabbi Yechon learns, that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. He had talked about a few that what? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Zil basa roif chatichas. Go basa roif chatichas. Roif chatichas shall abba mina donim heaven. That most pieces of meat that comes out of the body of the Isha must probably have the color of dam to it. And therefore, Yehuda says that minasotik, we say she's tummy. We don't know for sure that go basa roif, we say she's tummy. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Zil basa roif chatichas. I don't say go basa roif chatichas. So, why? Because it could be that's 50-50. Maybe the chtich looked like something else. So kids, on this type of a rev that Yehuda says that she's tomei, that the Yehuda meant to say, don't think he means it's vade tomei. No, this rev is not vade tomei. This rev is only a suffix tomei. When do we say it's a vade tomei? Only Rabbi Yehuda's three revs we started off with today. But this last rev here, Mashmi also agrees it's a little of a rev, but it's not 100% good rev. Ma'echatayin say the chaticha was red, it could be it wasn't red. So it's a type of a roif, so therefore make it into a suffix, but not into a vadai tum. It's not like a good 90% suffix, it's a little bit less. Therefore it remains a suffix. Yadav Mishnah says, Yadav Yutes. It says, Yechamisha domin. There are five different colors of blood, Temei and Bishef. And Isha sees it, she becomes a nida. Ha'odom, the first one is red. V'yashokro, that's black. Or kikroin karkum, that's like the bright leaves of a karkum, a saccharin or leaf. These are red leaves. Or kimeinle adoma, and like the water of a type of clay. Rashi said the Mo will explain, the Bosun explain it. It's like red clay with soaking in water, how the water looks. Or kumazuk, and like diluted red wine, that's also considered a color that should be tummy. Even though it's a little bit lighter, like it's diluted, it's not pure wine, still it's enough red, it should be tummy. Beishamir Mishamay says, Af kumei me tilsin, even if she sees something that looks like the water of tilsin, this type of a leaf of a vegetable, it's also something red, that redness, and also kumei me bosetzli, or else the way the juice, the gravy, comes out of roasted meat, the way it looks red, that's also considered a color that should become a tummy from. Obey Silva Matarim, still holds no, these last two colors is still Torah. It still only holds from the first Chamisha Domim, and not these last two, not these Kimeme Tulsin, or Kimeme Bosetzlin, not the gravy comes out of our roasted meat. Now Hayorik, what's going to be the luck of green Hayorik? That's Akiva Akavia ben Halal el Matami. He holds that's also a color as Tomei. The Dam is Tomei. The Chachomim Matami. The Chachomim say no, green is Tor. It's not one of the Damim. It's not one of the colors that Nisha becomes Tomei from. Omer Rabbi Meir. Meir says like this. Imeinu Matami Mishum Kesem. If there's green, like even if you want to say it's not Tomei Mishum Kesem, you should know still Tomei Mishum Mashkel. How's the Tumas Mashkel on it? Mishum Mashkel liquid. Mean to say, it's still called the mashka. There will be the kabutoma, or will be machshel kabutoma. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does Reb Meir mean to say. Reb Yosi says no loikach loikach. No yorik, blood that looks green does nothing. It's not metama the isha that doesn't have a look of mashka. It will not be the kabutoma either. Now the Mishnah explains it. Ezeu odom, what's called the red? What's called the real red? That's kedam hamakar. That's like if you have a wound on your body and the real blood comes out, the way that blood looks, that's called real red. That's called red. That's the ikadam of anida. Shochur, black, that's a kicheris. Black kicheris, that's like, I think, like black, like a boot polish. Real black that they use. Which is itmint. I think it's like a black polish. Omuk mikan, it's a little bit lighter than this. Omuk mikan is deeper, not even darker than that, then tomei. But deyim mikan is a little bit lighter than this idmerint, lighter than this type of a black called kicheris, then the dam is tor. Now, kukroim karkum, what does that mean to say? Kabor shaboy. These are like the leaves. Rashi says it means sheyesh olin berurin b'mara dmimus yaisim echavreim. That this type of a karkum bush, this a kakarin bush, So it's some leaves are more brighter. So it means like the brighter leaves, the red and the brighter leaves, that mara is tummy. Or kumei mi adam, what is that? That's mi bikas, the base kerem. This place, if you have the clay that comes out of that dirt over there in the earth, so when you soak in the water, how the water looks, that dam, that redness is also a mara of dam. Oh, mates of mine, means to say what? You have this adomer in a kli, and it's soaking on top, oh, mates of mine, there's water floating on top of it. So you look through the water, how it looks, that redness, that's called the mara of dam. Oh, kemozug, what does it mean to say yayin, that's diluted? That means shnei chalok mine, we have 2/3 of it is water. The yechid yayin, and 1/3 is wine. That color is also a dam to metamaha. Now, min hayayin, the yechid yayin, min hayayin ashruni. It has to be this wine that comes from the place shruni. That's real sharp wine. So that type of wine, if you use two-thirds of that is water and 1/3 is wine, the way it looks, that color is also considered like a dam. The ma'is v'locha will see in the day of the morrow, we're machmir. Yeah, right, now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says about these 5 types of domim, the ma'isa locha with machmer, any type of blood that comes out of any stain that looks red, any type of red that it looks like, we say she's tummy. It's mikra'adim, there are a lot of different shades of red, and only these 5 shades of red are really tummy. The other ones we say is not damanid, it's other type of dam, not from the makor. But the ma'isa locha with machmer, anything that looks like red, we say is tummy. So Mishnah Gemara says like this. Minon, how do we know to say this? The Iko Adam Tor Bisha, I don't know to say that certain colors that come out of Isha, she's Torah. That Dilma maybe, Kol Dam de Yosemene Tomei, maybe any Dam. Loka Nid, the Torah says, if Dam comes out of her, she's Tomei. So maybe no matter what color it looks like, she's Tomei. How do you know to say that Dafka has to be red and all the colors is Torah? So Maria says, Omer Rebbe Chomer Bar Yosef. Omer Rebbe Ishi, Omer Kwa, the Pasuk is like this. It says with the Pasha of Zoki Mamre here, that says in the Pasuk, Ki Yifla Mimcho Dover La Mishpot Bein Dom Le Dom. If you have differences of opinions, about halachis, about Dam and Dam, what does that mean to say? So Dashna means to say, Bein Dam Tor La Dam Tomei. That is a machlokes, whether this Dam is Tomei, this Dam is Tor. So there the Pasuk is talking about a Pasha of Zoki Mamre. That means, Best and Kepaskin, this Dam, this color is Tomei, let's say. And then a Zokin, somebody else comes down and Paskin's the opposite. He's called the Zokin Mamre, he's Chayv Misa for that. They don't pass, you know, this Dam is Dam Tor. So it's good, from this Pasuk you see that there could be machlokes about bloods, that one color is Tomei, one color is Tor. It's the most elementary, so, when the Pasuk also continues and says, Be Negel and Negel, between one Negel and another Negel, he's talking about, you also want to tell me, Be Negel, Tomei, and Negel Tor, that whether the Negel starts in the body, come with Saras, whether the Negel is Tomei, and Negel is Tor, some more question, Vichitei, maybe he also, Hachanam, he also means the same thing. Some more says, no, Nega Tor Miku, there's no such thing as a Nega Tor. Like the word Nega, when you do have a Nega, a spot, of leprosy, let's say, you know, white spot on your body, so Nega always means Tomei. Like there's no Nega on your body that you're Tor on. So you can't tell me when the Pasuk says, Be Nega La Nega, it means between a Nega that's Tor and a Nega that's Tomei, look who older than a Goy, you're my Tomei. Whereas Vichitei, maybe you answer me, no. The Pasuk says, Kulay hofach lovin toru. It's a case where the whole body turned white. Let's say had a white spot over his whole body, not just some part of him, but all over his body. You want to tell me what toru is toru? So maybe that's called the nega. That's toru. The Gemara says no. Who boyak mikri? That's not called the nega. That's called lashon of a boyak, where it spreads over the whole body. It has a different halacha. Therefore, it's called the boyak. It's not called the nega at all. But the Pasuk says, Be Negel and Neged must mean both of them is Tomei. Elo, what does the Pasuk mean then? It means like this. Be Nigei Odom and Nigei Batim, or Nigei Begodim. If you know the loch is between a Neger on a bias, a Neger on a person, a Neger on a Begodim. And it could be the Kulam Tomeim, but all of them, Tak is Tomei. It just means to say that you know the different halachas when you become Tomei. So maybe Hokanam, you're also, the Pasuk says, Bein Dam Ladam, maybe also just means Bein Dam Nido, Ladam Ziva. Maybe just means say you have to know the difference between Hilchas Nido during the first 7 days, or Hilchas Ziva during the next 11 days, as you see 3 times in a row. But maybe Taka Vakulam Tamei, no matter what type of a Dam she sees, maybe she's always Tamei. So that's the question, how do we see even from this Pasuk? even though it says to know all the differences between dam le dam, maybe it just means between dam midin and dam ziva, but both of them have the exact same halacha. So Mar says, no, haimai, what's one of the other? Bishlei mos, the Mishnah is good over there. Ikala flugei, binigei odom, depluktet rabbi shuv rabbonin. It could be by negoyim, even though you want to say every neger is tamei, but still it applies to have the parasha of Zokim Amri. That is a machloikis and halachis about the negoyim, when it's tamei, when not. So it could be Bezdin Paskins one way, and now if one Zokim, one older person comes and Paskins the opposite way, he's called the Zokim Amri. So there's a machloikis over there, there's a machloikis Rabbi Shua and the Rabbonin. The Tanan, they learn like this. What's going to be in by a Harris Kedem Lisayelovin? Let's say a white spot comes upon your body before the hair there turns white, tummy. That's a good simen. That's called a nega with a white hair growing in it. Send your body tummy. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say the Lisayelovin Kedem Lisayelovin. Let's say first your hair turned white on that spot of your skin, and then the skin turned white. So locher is tor. It's not a nega, it's not even tor. What's going to be suffix? Let's say you don't know which one came first. All of a sudden you see both of them are there, and you have a doubt which one came first. So here's the machlekes. Tommy, Tanakam holds your tummy. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a Kaya. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's lighter. What does that mean to say Kaya? The Yom Rabba, Kaya Vitor. That Rabbi Yeshua holds in such a case, when I suffix, the Negro is Tor. So it could be this was the machlekes. That maybe it's an Hedjim Nagadola, Paschal, like Rabbi Yeshua. They Paschal, Takim, and I suffix, the din is your Tor. And the Zokim Amri came and passed on Yitomei. So it's good what the Pasuk could be talking about. O Machloikis in Nega Lenega. Same thing could be Benigay Ba'atim, the same thing. And the grammar comes in your house, also could be Machloikis in Din, like this. Kiho Plukta, we learn like this. The Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rabbonim. Machloikis, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rabbonim. The Tanah learn like this. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Oimer. Li Oilon Eina Bayis Tomei. When does your house become Tomei if you have a Nega? Yoilon Eina Bayis Tomei. You have to see the size of two grease, and you have to see the size of two grease that's like a bean, like a nickel, let's say. It has to be the size of shnei avonim on two different stones of the house. The snakes on each stone is a different corner of the house, a different wall. The karen zov is in the corner. The kid says he holds the house only becomes tamei if in a corner of the house, on two opposite sides of the wall, there's a grease like a white spot came on both sides.
Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.
But when does a house become tummy if you have a nega? Yola mena bais tummy, shiyiro kishne grisin. You have to see the size of two grisin. You have to see the size of two gris that's like a bean, like a nickel, let's say. It has to be the size of shnei avonim on two different stones of the house. The snake, so each stone is a different corner of the house, a different wall. The current zov is in a corner. The kid says he holds the house only becomes tamei if in a corner of the house, on two opposite sides of the wall, there's a grist like a white spot came on both sides. Or kokeshne grist has to be long, the size of two grisin. For roch by the width has to be kagris. That's what Reb Lezer Reb Shimon holds. That's the only time your house becomes tamei. Now my time, what's the reason of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? Because Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kir, it says if the nega comes in the wall of your house. Also, Ksiv, it says, also, not Pasuk says, Kirois, walls. So the question is, Ezel, Kir, Shukishne, Kiris, what like, come out like one wall that looks like two walls? Have Yoim, is that Karen Zervis? It means like a corner. So Kir, it means like a corner over here. So this is the Machlekes, when does the house become Tomei? So according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, it's only Tomei, the nega came in Mamish in the corner of the house, on both sides of the wall there, or gris on both sides. So again, it could be that's the Machlekes, that the Zokin Mamri Paskin is like him, and the Sanhedrin Paskin not like him. So it's good, even though both are halakas in the Goyim, it passed the Machlekes. And Benigay begot the most of the same thing. If the nega comes upon your clothing, a white spot on your clothing also, the fluke to the Reb Yonasan ben Aftul, Miss Rabbanu, could be told that Machlekes. The Tanya would learn like this. Reb Yonasan ben Aftul, Miss Aymer. Minan, how do we know to say, La Prichas the Godim Shitaira? Let's say a white spot spreads over the whole Begit. Not just on part of your Begit, but over the whole Begit, a white spot spreads. How do we know to say that Yitor also? Nema Karachas the Gabachas the Godim. Sounds like a Karachas, a Gabachas, like a bald spot by the Godim. The name also says, Karachas, the Gabachas, the Yodim. This is a bald spot by an Odim.
So Mal Halan, just like over there by an Odom, the locher is Porach Bakulator. If an Odom has a neger on his body, but that neger spreads over his whole body, so Torah says he's Tor. Is Afkan by the Godemos, he holds the same thing. By the Godemos, he holds the same Malachom, that Porach Bakulator Tor, that if the white spot spreads over the whole neger, it becomes Tor. So Kubus also Machlekes, as a Hedgehog, all the Paschal, like Yenis and Ben Aftomis, that the beggar is Tor. And then Zakimar, when he comes back and he passes, no, he passes that the beggar is still Tamei. So could you grab a Machlekes? But the question is, Elo Hoch over here, by Dam Nid over here, E Dam Tor, Lek, if you want to tell me there's no Mitzis, there's no case, that Dam could come out from an Isha that she's still Tor, but rather every Dam that comes out, no matter what color it is, she's always Tamei. Then, but my pligi, what can be the Machlekes? Like, how does Bezna go to Paschal, she's Tamei? And Akhil Zakimar says she's Tor. If you want to tell me, it's only a question to know between Dam Nida and Dam Zavam, so it's not a question whether she's Torah or not, it's a shaul in different halachas. But how could it be a machlokes ben Dam Ladam between us and Zakim Amri? So, Yevamai Tzigas, Mar says, the Rabbi still, Omimari Mar still says, Omimai. Good. So, kids, you have a proof to say from this prospect ben Dam Ladam, there have to be some differences, that certain Dam is Tomei, and certain Dam, she remains Tor. So if we ask the Machloket to Zokin Mamre, he paskin one way, and Sanhedrin paskin the other way. So good, so you have a right from this prospect that certain Dam is Tor, and certain Dam is Tomei. Now the question is, though, Mimai, how do we know to say the Hani Torim, that the other color is not red as Tor, the Hani Tomeim, and only red colors are Tomei, how do you know to say that? So Rabu says like this, the prospect says, Amalochim, Vayiru Moyev es Tamayim Adoimim. He saw the water, the red water, Kidam. So, Lemaim, you want to tell me, Didam Odemu. Says he saw the red water, they're like blood. Mashma, that blood is red. Says so, that's the proof in this passage that there must be the red is Tamei. So, Mar says, maybe Eina Ed the Mesuloi. If so, maybe only pure red. Or Rashi says, maybe only the reddest. Only maybe the reddest color, maybe that Dam is Tamei. But anything less than the reddest, maybe it should be Tor, even a lighter red should be Tor. And how come the Mishnah says there are five colors of red is Tamei? Some Rabuah says like this, some Rabuah, unlike what the Postik says, Domeho Domeh, says two times the word Domeh Lashon Rabin, as if to say a rain carnabo, there are four different types of blood that says that she's Tamei. It says the time Domeh twice, and each one is like two, so there's four different types of Tamei. So what's still is, I voanan chamisha tanan. We learned in the Mishnah five types that are tamei. So how could you tell me? How could you tell me from this pasuk domer four? We learned five. So Moran says Amar Rabbi Chanina shochor. Not that the Mishnah says black. It's not really a color by itself. Black blood of shatis odemu. Really, when it was in the body, it was red. Elishaloka. Rashi says when it comes out of the body, it gets hit like it changes colors. So black looks black now. It's not the pshat, that's the way it was in the body. In the body it was real red. So really, shocher is only red, it turned black. Therefore, it's not a new color, that's why it's Tani. And Tani Nam Yochel, look at this also. Shocher Gecheris, black means like this type of a real black paint, I think it's called like a paint they use for the boots. Like a boot paint is Gecheris. So something like that, that's real black, that's Tani. Yes, sometimes it means like ink, like real black ink. Yeah. Is Omak Mikana, if it's darker than this, then Tommy. Deyo Mikana, if it's lighter than that. Filukachochol, even though it's still like black paint, it's still like chochol, just not like real dark ink, but still like something. So, still the locker is Tor. So, and why? The shocher is there, that is black, it says clearly. Loi, don't think to say, Mitzvahsu shocher, the middle at the beginning, it was so black. Don't think like that. Elikashenekar, who mishmashkir? Just when the discharge, when it comes out of the body, that's when it became black. Moshul is an example like, Moshul Adamaka, the blood that comes out from a wound. That Likashenekar, who mashkir, after the blood comes out of the body, then it comes out, looks like black. So that's the pshat from this black. It's not really colored by itself, but the ma'aser, it was red inside the body. Just when it comes out, that makes it red. Yeah. Now, Beishami says in the Mishnah, Av Kenei Mitilsin. Even the water that looks like this fine grape, some may call it, this type of a growth. So the question is, for left leg by Shammai, demer, how can our bo, like how come he says more than five? Like we only have the psukim to say demer, really is only four colors. And even black, we have to answer, really was red. So how could Beishamay add on another two colors of this tulsin and this, abostatzli? So the answer is, he boys in one territory, could be less. Beishamay doesn't ask him from the words demer. Maybe he has different Kabbalah, how he knows to say that. Maybe there are attacked six or seven colors that are tamei. That's one territory. If he boys him, another territory could be islu, that really Beishamay also agrees to this drosha of demer. But just like we answered before, Milo Yomar Bechinim, did Bechinim answer that Shoch black, Odomo, really it's red, Ela Shaloka got hit? I tell you, Hokinami also, Milko Deloki, like these colors he also bought, it's not really a new color of red. That Shatas, when this dam was inside the body, was also red like the other ones. Just when it came out, it turns colored a little bit. So now it looks like this water of Tilsin, or like this juice, comes out of the red meat, but even though it's a drop different now, not the pshat, that's the way it was inside the body. Maybe it was inside the body, would be tor. Just when inside, it was really red. Now when it came out, it got a little bit, you could call it changed. So that could be pshat in Beishamay. The Mishnah says, though, they still are in the Hillel says, no, these last two colors is tor. So question more is, the Chura, hang on, Tanakama, the same look like the Tanakama. The Tanakama also only says five, and not the next two. So more is still, he can have a little difference.